Many Milwaukeeans know the city aims to become a global hub for water technology and appears well on its way. What fewer may know is that other interests here are working to make Milwaukee a leader within the energy sector. They call their group the Midwest Energy Research Consortium, or MWERC. It has more than 80 members, ranging from A.O. Smith to UW Parkside. The group's momentum just increased. On Wednesday, the state awarded MWERC $350,000 to help draw startups through its door. MWERC chose the remnants of Milwaukee's historic industrial spine, the 30th Street Corridor, to call home. The last manufacturer to have operations on this site, on 27th and Capitol, was the Eaton Corporation. It is a power management giant.
Eaton had their R&D facility here, and to many in the neighborhood, this is still known as the Eaton Building.
That's Jeffrey Anthony of MWERC. He says Eaton moved on, and that meant selling the seven-story building.
For MWERC, this was a perfect building with the labs that you'll see are just very unique facilities.
MWERC's members are in the business of researching and developing energy, power, and control systems. Anthony says MWERC's goal is to nurture those organizations and bring them together, creating a hub of regional developers. While it started 5 years ago with a Wisconsin focus, MWERC now folds in seven surrounding states, and Anthony says interest continues to spread.
Just had a new member join. They're actually based in Boston. The ability to connect with our members, being able to come to our meetings here, the latest on technologies, the latest developments, and interface and network, that's of great value.
The elevator door rolls open.
So this is the second floor. There's a cafeteria back on the right.
We turn left into a former machine shop. It's bare, except for a broom and a few workbenches. Yet Anthony sees an energy-filled incubator.
There's electricity, compressed air hookups, there's water. So this will be an area that will divide up into, you know, maybe as many as 20 different areas where the startup companies will actually be building their products.
Starting next month, MWERC plans to launch a 12-week training program called Workbench Labs. The $350,000 state grant MWERC just received will bring in up to 15 promising innovators. To draw them in, crews have morphed the building's top floor from the olive greens and browns of the 60s.
We'll have our initial group sitting out here in kind of this open, collaborative.
Nearly every wall is whiteboarded, so researchers can scribble down inspiration whenever it strikes. Only a handful of staffers rumble around, but Anthony says that's about to change. MWERC has enlisted a support team.
Law firm, our financial accounting firm will be moving in there, our engineering firm. They will literally be surrounded by our business service providers.
All to nurture and support the Workbench bunch. Anthony says MWERC corporate members will also mentor.
Rockwell Automation, Briggs & Stratton, someone from Johnson Controls.
We gaze south, taking in the bird's-eye view of the Century City parcel. Life is slowly sprouting from the abandoned industrial space. Anthony tiptoes guardedly into the role MWERC might play.
It's not our primary mission, but you know, let's say we have 20 startups in here a year from now. Not all 20 will be taking the next step and creating an actual manufacturing company or building things. But if some of them are, that's the long-term goal, is to see manufacturing reborn in this part of the city.
There could be more immediate connections between Century City and MWERC. It is brainstorming with the city to explore how new buildings constructed on the parcel might pilot cutting-edge energy technologies, everything from its generation to storage and efficient distribution, elements MWERC's members and entrepreneurs hope to bring to life. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.